Greetings. Come on.
My hand hit the mic.
We just started.
I didn't know you was just going to jump right into it.
I wasn't BSing. I was here. I was in it to win it.
My bad.
No, now we going to BS. What it do, what it is. How's it going? How the heck are ya? Strangers, we are the lovelies, cocoa butter brown, shea butter babies, Brit.
And D.
See, I queued you up. I queued you up.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to cue her up next time. Let me cue her up next time.
There you go.
And welcome to another episode of
It's a Strange World After All.
The podcast where we discuss true crime cases, the supernatural, urban legends, conspiracy movies. It's because conspiracy theories. It's because I was gonna say occasional movie review since we just dropped the Jeepers Creepers movie review and my brain was excited to say that. So we have conspiracy and theories.
Go listen to that one, please.
Yes, please. I ain't gonna call you out. Yes, who, please.
Me?
Yeah. I ain't gonna call you out because it did just come out. It did just come out.
Thank you.
And all the things that keep the world strange. But yes, it was my birthday episode. It was good. I enjoyed myself.
So. I'll take your word for it.
Not everybody else don't take my word for it. Listen to it.
Oh, yeah.
So, one of our listeners sent me a TMZ video of Tiffany Gomez and the apology.
I saw that.
So, I just felt like it was only right since we've mentioned it to discuss it. I would like to know your thoughts about it first. Oh, I'm sorry. And Tiffany Gomez is the lady, this motherfucker's not real.
Not real.
That's Tiffany Gomez, the plain lady.
Go ahead. Wait, before I say that video I sent you was Scooby-Doo.
Oh my God. I was like, oh my gosh, people play too much.
They play too much. I was like, that was like the funniest one I've seen.
It was.
But I honestly don't know what to think because she never mentioned what happened.
She didn't say nothing.
Like, so you just, so the story is that she accused the black man of stealing her AirPods and she just went off. But I was like, that could be true because there was a woman on there that was like, telling her like, you might not want to do this, I'm a licensed attorney and this and that, so that might be true. But we need to know, because what are you apologizing for?
Right.
Well, I mean, she's apologizing for like the 4 hour
her
delay,
outburst.
But, yeah,
and it was, yeah, like her overall outburst,
but you never said what happened. And then I was like, in the comments people were like, on different posts, because I think I saw it on one of the blogs I follow, but people were in the comments saying that it wasn't her, that it was AI. And I was like, normally, like, I could tell because, like, something will glitch or something like that. But people were pointing out her earrings, saying, I guess, that they wasn't really on her ears. But I was like, it looked real to me. So I don't know. I think people just want, like, a conspiracy theory so bad.
Yeah, that's it. I'm trying not to be people. I don't know, because some AI, because like technically the, like, some of them TikTok filters are like AI, so like I could believe that it was AI, but like you said, I was looking for something and I didn't. And then the basis, like the ears thing, and the people were talking about her hair color, which somebody also mentioned that she could have changed her hair color just, you know, to try to not look like herself, like to change her image, because a lot of people know who she is. But like you said, I was just like, okay, you could have kept that apology, because You didn't say anything. And then I did have to check myself, because I'm like, okay, well, I guess you don't owe anything to us, but like, we want to know, like, what happened? Like, why? And then the whole iPod thing, that's not even like the basis, like the sole basis of what she was saying. She literally said he was not real. She said, I'm going to get off the plane, basically, because she was not going to die. If y'all want to die with him, you can. And then, like, I had never seen the after footage of, like, her standing in the airport and her saying, but is that plane going? Like, I don't care about any other planes.
I just saw that.
Yeah, yep. Even that kind of made it seem like, no, y'all are not safe. Like, y'all are still not safe. Like, somebody was saying they thought she wanted to get back on the plane. But I was like, I didn't get that from that. It seemed like she was still worried about them going, like, up in the air. The last thing, because I went down a rabbit hole, was somebody posted a close-up of the guy that she allegedly was sitting next to. He didn't look black. It was like a guy in a green hoodie. And because they were talking about his eyes, because they were saying that that's who she was talking about.
That's from a completely different video. Because I saw that when all of this first happened. And that's from a completely different video.
The one where they're talking.
Because they never showed where she was sitting. It was just her standing up and walking to the front of the plane. So there was like a couple different men coming out saying that they were the guy in the green hoodie. But then some YouTuber found the original video from the guy in the green hoodie. And it was, of course, that was edited to show his eyes looking weird. So...
But that's not the same guy she was talking about.
No.
Because they weren't on the same plane.
Mm-mm.
Because the guy with the green hoodie, what happened to there? Like, why was that recorded? Because there was a lady, because there's a flight attendant saying, like, hey, we're going to grab her stuff. And she's standing right next to the guy in the green hoodie. But that's like.
In the video? Clip.
Yeah, in the video. So, like, I saw the picture of the guy in the green hoodie, but then one of the videos that I saw, there was a video of a guy in the green hoodie, and the flight attendant is reaching in the, like, the, what do you call it, the overhead bins
the
to
overhead bin,
grab yeah. her stuff.
And she was in the video?
No, she wasn't in the video. It was after they had got her off the plane. It was just a flight attendant was in the video next to the guy in the green hoodie saying, okay, we're going to get her stuff off and take
it
to
her. They were saying that that's a completely different video. And then as far as the flight attendant, they said she was actually talking about the flight attendant and not the guy she accused of stealing her AirPods. So they showed a video of the flight attendant, but then again, she's never in the video. Like, they keep releasing bits and pieces of, yeah, Gomez. And she's not in any of the videos. And then when the video that she's in, you don't see anybody but her and the people sitting down.
That's so weird.
So, I don't know.
I don't know. I guess it's too much.
It's just too much, yeah.
It's too much. And it could be, it could very well be, because, like, She still, like, seem like she was drunk. But I'm just like, how? Like, yeah, again, what would warrant a reaction like that? And even if it was, like, a mental health type of thing, I would, or you would think that she would speak out to bring awareness or something. You know what I mean? Like, if it was, like, a schizophrenic episode or some sort of manic episode, I would say, you know, like, I apologize, but I do have, and again, you don't owe that to us, because we are just people, like, hey, what happened, like, what's going on? But
yeah,
I don't know, it's still weird. And like, the fact that she never addressed anything.
And then people were saying that wasn't even her, because I was like, she did look a little different, but like, the voice was the same to me.
Yeah, to me too. Some people were arguing that a little bit too, but to me it was the same.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to have to look more into it now.
Yeah, I'm like, not unless maybe because they kept putting emphasis that the guy was black, maybe she's like was like afraid to lose her job or something. Like if it was like where maybe they were trying to accuse her of being racist, but the math still just quiet. It ain't math and like the ratios, mm-hmm. not ratio and like the, you can't carry the one over. It's just not making sense.
Yeah.
But
I'm gonna look into it now. Cause I was like, I know I, cause when it first happened, that's when I went down a rabbit hole and that's mm-hmm. when I found a different video of, and then again, it could have been a guy in a green hoodie on that same flight, but there is a different video of a guy on a plane in a green hoodie.
It's crazy though. Cause like, as we were talking, I pulled it up again and now I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, well, was he Photoshopped in? Listen, American people, hear my cry, or people of the internet, stop doing this to get views. Like, we just want the truth. Like, there are some of us that really are just out here searching for the truth. We're not trying to trick people. If there never is aliens, that's fine. If there never is ghosts, that's fine. But we just want the truth. Like, when y'all do that, it kind of like takes away from people that have real videos and trying to find real answers. Because now looking at that video, it does kind of look like somebody put him in the video. Yeah. It don't look real. Hold on. I'm finna send it to you.
Send, is it the original video?
It's not the original video. It's somebody.
Send it to me because I may not have seen it that.
It's somebody saying, guy in the hoodie, this is who she's talking about. His eyes are off. So they have like a picture and then they show him. But then I don't remember what nobody else looked like on the flight. So I don't know if it's the same.
Yeah, this is not the same flight.
Oh, okay.
Because the flight attendant, the only flight attendant that I saw was a black man. And I could barely tell if he was black or not. Because in the video, they only show his, like, him from the back.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Somebody said not the same flight.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. There are people in the comments saying not the same video. The old
See,
video.
See, now
had
I wonder what's the deal with
this
video. Like, why right? is this? Yeah.
Because who they escort off, why they escort her off? What happened?
Yeah.
I don't know.
She probably saw something on the wing of the plane.
That's what I was thinking when it first happened. I was like, Lord, that's what
Twilight
I was thinking
zone.
When you posted something in your story because I didn't know what it was. And I was like, is this supposed to be just like a Twilight Zone thing? And then I was like, oh, wait, no, something actually happened to somebody. But
yeah.
The truth shall set you free, Tiffany. But anywho.
In today's episode, we discuss the disappearance of 4-year-old Dewan Sims. This one, this is one of the ones that I researched a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, not, I think like at the beginning of the year, because I think I did this one here in Georgia. But I started it a few months before I moved to Georgia.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, what? And I say this about a lot of them, but it's like, it doesn't make any sense.
No.
Like, nothing makes sense. And it's frustrating because this is one of the ones I hate to say it, but I don't think this one will ever be solved.
Solved. I don't think so. I don't think so.
And that's
especially
sad.
Yeah, no, that's sad. I was going to say, especially with like the key person having died, I think I agree. I don't think. But
yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I was like, what is this and why? This is crazy. And like,
it
why?
Is.
What is the purpose? And then so many theories like surrounding this. And I'm like, how have I never heard of this? And there are so many theories. How has this never been like done on anything that I've seen?
I saw, what was I watching? It was on a show. I cannot remember what show that I saw it on, but it was like back when we were living at the intro.
Okay. Okay.
that video. I was like, what in the world? But yeah.
I said, I don't think that video was real. Why was it so glitchy?
Yeah. That's a good question.
This life is not, I'm sorry, y'all. This is not real. We are not rhyming. Every day, I'm like, we are not real. Something's wrong.
Yeah. So that's when I first heard about it. But I have seen, I want to say like 2 YouTubers cover it like in the past couple years. But still, that's not a lot of coverage though.
Mm-mm.
And probably it could be because it's really not a lot of information about that. And that's another reason why it took me so long to finish it, because I had to keep waiting for like, because it's one of those, because I'm having the same issue with another case where you will get to the middle and then all of a sudden it's different versions of what happened. And it's like, okay, what happened? Nobody knows. It's like pieces missing.
Somebody know what happened, but
yeah,
they not coming forward or telling the truth about what happened. But let's get into it. On Sunday, December 11th, 1994, Dawana Harris and her four-year-old son, Dawan Sims, visited a Target store in the Wonderland Mall in Livonia, Michigan. They arrived at around 1:45 p.m. Dawana decided to leave Target because it was too crowded and went into the mall instead. They stopped briefly outside of a toy store because Dawan wanted to go inside and look at Power Rangers, but Dawana wouldn't let him.
And then it's not important, but I was like, I want to say, do you remember KB Toys? Oh, Lord.
Ish. I remember the toy store.
That's where it was, where he was looking at the Power Rangers. But because we used to go in KB Toys all the time when we used to go to the mall, Town East.
I remember Toys R Us. Oh, I do remember this. I do remember. Girl, you think I was paying attention to the names? I probably just looked at the sign, recognized the colors, and was like, bit.
Oh. Yeah, they used to have some of everything in there. Dawana walked past two stores before she realized Dawan was no longer there. She searched around the mall for about 2 hours before she told mall security that her son was missing. She approached a cleaning lady and she used her radio to call the security office at 4 o'clock p.m. Dawana admitted she never held Dawan's hand when they shopped because he liked to feel independent. I'm not going to say nothing.
No, what?
Because I thought I had something to say, but I mean, I get that, but with this being so close to Christmas and seeing how crowded it was, and then the fact that he was four.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
No, yeah, you're going to have to. Because, yeah, I'm all for empowering, like, young children, especially young black boys. But at the same time, we're going to have to, like, make up something. Like, be like, well, dad would hold my hand. Like, you have to keep me safe or something to make you feel better. Because we can't just have
that. Because, like, my mama, she wouldn't hold our hands, but she would make sure that we were walking in front of her.
Yeah, so she could watch us.
Yeah, so with this, I think he was like walking beside her from what she's saying, but still. And then like, he's a kid, you know, kids are going, if you're not watching them, because just like, what was it? The Tika Lewis case we did when they were at the bowling alley and she was literally watching her, but she turned for like a couple seconds and then that's all it took.
She was gone. Yeah. I actually got lost. Well, I say got lost. I thought I had got left. My mom tells a different story. She says that I actually wandered off, which it could have been, because I think what happened was I got distracted by like a toy. And because my brother was with me and like I remember him being there, but I remember seeing a toy and being like, ooh, and stopping. And I believe it was around like the holiday. It was busy, a busy time of year. And then I just remember looking around and, you know, for kids, like everything seems bigger and brighter and more loud. So I think I thought that they had left me and I panicked, but I knew to go to a mall security. Like I was like, okay, I can't find them, but I know I can go find somebody, you know, to help. I ended up trying to get a whooping. I was mad. I was like, wait a minute. I was out here fearing for my life. I'm out here fighting for my life and I still got a whooping. I know now as an adult that she was like terrified. Like she was scared and I think she was like running on adrenaline. Like, oh my God, I thought somebody took you. I'm going to kill you. But I was like, I did everything right.
I still got a
whooping D. Now that I mention it, because I was giving her props for being like good with like communication and stuff like that. But yeah. I'm gonna have to tell her that was not a shining moment for you, Mom. Cause I was just as scared as you was.
And I got a whooping. That's funny, but it's not funny.
It's not. For shame. She was a young mom though, y'all. She was a good mom. It was just, you know, one of those times.
Oh man. Okay. So she didn't hold his hand because he liked to feel independent. And she said this happened often, but he would return within a few minutes. So he basically would wander off, but he would always come.
I'm not trying to judge as like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to be judgmental, but like, we're also living in a different time period. But even still, like, I don't think any of our parents, like, we know the moms in our family, that they would not be like, oh, they'll be back. No.
And then again, if it was any other time besides the holidays when it wasn't too crowded, then maybe.
A 4-year-old though? Like, not an 8 to 10 to 2, you know what I mean? Like a 4-year-old. He's 4.
Yeah, that's true.
Because this is where you're still teaching, like, hey, don't talk to strangers and stuff.
At the least, I feel like I would have had him walking in front of me where I could see him.
Yes.
At the least.
I don't know. I'm not coming for her, but that kind of makes me question. Now looking through this again, it kind of makes me question her parenting. Because she was a younger mom too, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. It kind of makes me think, like, I don't know. Mall security immediately searched the area, but there was no sign of Dewan. Dewana's mother, Beverly Harris, worked at the Lady Foot Locker in the mall, so they thought Dewan might have gone to see her. However, Dewan wasn't there, and Beverly was shocked to learn that he was missing, so she left work to join the search. After searching the entire mall, a security guard called the Livonia Police Department.
Okay, this is alleged because if I remember correctly, she didn't even let the security know that her mom worked in the store until like right before they called the police. So, and I'm like, you say you searched the mall for 2 hours before calling the mall security. Why didn't you go to the Lady Foot Locker?
That's
if
true.
You know your mama worked there and you know she's working that day, why wouldn't you?
Not unless she
go
was
tell her.
Scared. Not unless she was afraid for her mom to like get onto her, but that's your child.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I could think of.
I don't know.
That is weird.
Just though. Yeah. She's like a little, I'm giving her a little side eye.
She's a questionable character. As we continue, she's just, bombastic side eye, raised eyebrows, everything.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the Livonia police. They did another search of the mall, including the basement and other areas not accessible to customers. Nothing indicated that Dewan was still in the mall, and authorities feared he may have been abducted. On Monday, December 12th, the FBI, the Detroit Police Department, and the Michigan State Police joined the investigation. The Wonderland Mall was searched for a third time using tracking dogs, but nothing was found. So I will say this, so far it does seem like, as much as we criticize the police, that they are at least, you know, they were on it so far.
Who is we? I am here for the boys in the blue. I stand
anywho.
Run the receipts.
You're gonna get us canceled.
Run the tapes. No, I get nah, I got you. They do seem to care, at least.
So far, because I don't remember if I came across anybody criticizing them. I don't think. There was an incident, but that had to do with a whole nother person, but Dewana was the one that brought it up. I don't think it's anywhere in here, so I'll say it. So Dewana was doing press conferences and stuff, and she accused the police of only looking at her and not looking at something else, anybody else, because prior to, like, right before that, this white woman, her kids, I think her two sons, she reported them missing. And she was all on TV crying and saying that a black man took them. And this and that, come to find out, she actually killed them. So Dawana was saying that because of what that woman did, they were looking at her, basically, like she was lying. Oh,
I get what you're saying. My thing is, though, they didn't really have much to go on. Because, I mean, back then, you didn't have, like, CCTV, you know, everywhere like you do for the most part now. So, like, they're going based on what you're telling them. And as we continue, some of these stories are not adding up. So it's like, okay, we do have to look at you.
Yeah.
This was in Michigan or somewhere else.
No,
Michigan. Where the other lady, the white woman.
It was Michigan.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Yeah. I forgot her name, but she's in my list of topics.
Detectives conducted interviews with mall employees. None of them remembered seeing Dawana in the mall that day, but a few of them recalled seeing Dawana. Police also pulled all the mall's surveillance footage from Sunday. It took them hours to go through all the footage. When they finally finished, they discovered that Dawana never appeared on camera. So this is one of the things that I'm talking about. So you're saying, Dawana, that this happened, that you were there together, and then that you were there for what you say, 2 hours for looking for him, but they don't have that on their footage. And
also, she was there in the room with them going over the surveillance footage. So more than once, whenever she would see a black woman with a little boy, she would be like, "That's us." And they would be like, "Ma'am, you don't even have on the same clothes." Because they went over the surveillance that day. So they were like, "You don't even have on the same clothes." And then the little boy that was there, they were like, "Well, he's not even wearing what you told us Dawana was wearing." So it was just a lot of sketchy stuff with her.
Not inconsistencies.
Saying she did it, but I don't know.
I mean, yeah, like I said, I don't always agree with the police, but I can see why they were focusing in on her, because it's like, okay, at least let's try to get something straight from you, a straight answer, something like tell the truth.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. And I'm like, so far, nothing she's saying is true. So where is he? He's not even on any of the footage.
Where is he? Did y'all even go to Target? Did Target must not have had camera footage?
I think they did.
Was he with her?
No.
I wonder
why. He wasn't on any. They spent hours going over all of the footage that they had, and he wasn't on any of the footage. And they had footage of all of the doors. So they would see who was coming in and out. So
okay,
they have her. She's on footage. She's on the footage, but he's not.
Okay.
There was nothing to indicate that Dawana had ever been at the Wonderland Mall that day. What was captured on camera was Dawana arriving at 4 o'clock p.m. and immediately approaching the cleaning lady. So this is the lady that she asked to call security.
What's the old girl name? Carly. What's her name? What's the black lady?
Dawana?
No, the
Carly Russell.
Carly Russell, girl. I was about to call her.
I was
Carly
like, wait,
Gibson.
What?
Carly Russell.
Yes. Yeah.
She walked straight into the mall and found the cleaning
lady.
Right
up. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Dawana had previously told police she searched for Dawana for 2 hours before alerting security, but the footage proved that wasn't true. If she was telling the truth, she should have appeared on at least one of the security cameras. So that's, she would have appeared on there before 4 o'clock.
Right.
Because they only have her,
hours.
Yeah. Because they said that, well, she said that they got to the mall at around 1:45, but she wasn't on camera until 4 o'clock. And then she was by herself going straight to the cleaning lady.
Yeah, that math definitely ain't math.
Yeah.
Justifiably, detectives then began to focus on Dawana. She insisted everything happened exactly as she had told them, but didn't have an explanation for Dawan not appearing on any CCTV footage. Dawana was given 2 polygraph tests, and she failed them both. Her family stood by her and claimed she only failed because she was upset and distraught about the situation, not because she was guilty. Dawan's father was also given a polygraph test, and he passed. He has never been considered a suspect. Because they weren't together at the time, right? So they weren't like living together or anything.
So, okay. We know that polygraph tests are like not reliable. So I'll give her the benefit of the doubt on that one. And I think they gave her the test at like 2-3 in the morning. Or so. It was some weird time because it was right after. It was on that Monday because he went missing Sunday. So from the time she called the police that Sunday, she was with the police up until like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. And then that's when they gave her the lie detector test. So this is after her being questioned, after the searches, after them looking at the CCTV footage. So she's saying she was just overwhelmed by everything. And that's why she failed, which could be true.
Yeah, it could be true. I'm trying to figure out, too, who in her family stood by her, like her entire family or like just her mom?
I know for a fact her mom, because the press conferences, I think she was doing them in front of her house and she had people up there with her. So,
oh, yeah, I did see one of the like a clip of a press conference. And she my thing is, though, as her mother, which I mean, there's theories about Beverly as well, but like, as her mother, if this really happened, but they're telling you, hey, this didn't happen the way she's saying it, and it's not coming from a place of, oh, the police are just corrupt, unless that's what they believed. It's like the proof is in the pudding. It's all in the details. You can clearly look at this and say, okay, it's not the police. It is Dawana. There's something missing from Dawana's story. How could you support her?
Yeah. Because I was going to ask you, now that you said you watched one of them, did you get any kind of like weird vibes from her? Because people are pointing out, like in a couple of the press conferences, like I know one I saw, she did like, she just came out there with an attitude, which is understandable if you're innocent and if you, you know, you're really upset. But people were pointing out like they felt like she was just acting. Really?
Oh, so I'm gonna have to go back. And so like what I watched was like a newer news clip talking about the case.
Oh.
So it literally was just like showing her standing up there at the time that it happened with people around her, but they didn't really show like what she was saying. They were talking over
it.
Now I am gonna have to go back and watch.
Detectives believed the key to solving the case would be to figure out what Dawana and Dawan had been doing between 12 o'clock p.m. and 3 o'clock p.m. the day he went missing. Dawana said they were at the laundromat for part of that time and Dawan was watching cartoons while she did the laundry. It was discovered that there were only a few channels that could be viewed on the TV there, and none of them showed cartoons after 11 o'clock a.m. on Sunday. So they caught her in another lie.
I was going to say, we have determined that that was a lie.
Yeah. They for them to go and look at a TV guide, I was like, dang.
Because they didn't trust her. They probably were like, you've been lying from the beginning. So, and this, I think, is a good example, because we're going to, you know, give credit where credit is due. This is a good example of them doing their job. Like, okay, you said this. Give me all the details. You're adamant about this. So let's check this. Let's cross-reference this. And she's still lying.
This whole thing is just sad. And he was just, did you see his picture?
Yeah, I did. He was a cutie.
He was.
Yeah.
What?
It's just because there are so many questions. Like with the Tiffany Gomez thing, I just have so many questions about this.
Yeah. And that's crazy because, I think I watched one YouTube video about this case. And even she was like, y'all, I don't know what to think. Because she was like, it's one of those things where there is a lot of information, but then it's not enough because right. a lot of the information is like leading to nowhere.
Yeah.
Because I mean, all it's doing is showing that she's lying, but that's okay. That's it.
You don't have. Yeah. You don't know what really happened. You don't know what exactly happened between those hours now because she probably wasn't. I feel like she probably wasn't even at the laundromat. So
that's what I'm thinking. So she couldn't explain the whole cartoon situation. She also said she went by her mom's house at around 1 o'clock p.m., but none of the neighbors remembered seeing her.
And you know us. Especially if she had them type of neighbors, they were like older neighbors and they, you know, they sit outside. They like to know what's going on.
Yep.
They know who coming and going. And for them to be like, nah, we didn't see her. We don't remember seeing her.
Yep. That's crazy.
Yep. Police weren't able to find any physical evidence linking Dawana to her son's disappearance. Former police chief Robert Stevenson told the Detroit News, I can tell you that not one person who worked on that investigation believed her story. There were 50 investigators assigned to the case, and they interviewed hundreds of people, but never found any solid evidence about what happened to Dawan.
Dawana eventually moved to Durham, North Carolina, where she remarried and lived with her husband and children. In 2019, a man named Mike Cash came forward claiming he was Dawan Sims. Mike's cousin told him that he was Dawan and that his mom was never pregnant. So basically, she just got a baby out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, he really didn't know anything about his past and he couldn't really remember anything about his childhood. So he just saw a picture and thought, you know, well, I kind of look like him and I don't know who I am. And, you know, Dawana was doubtful that Mike was her son because he didn't have the same birthmark as Dawan. On December 7th, 2020, Dawana passed away in her home. I found two different dates, the 7th and the 10th. So I don't know which day it actually was, but they said that she passed away from a heart attack.
And then in June 2021, a DNA test confirmed Mike Cash was not Dawan. Dawan Sims has never been found and the case remains unsolved. So, final thoughts and theories. Buckle in. Because that's all you got.
I did. I did see that there was another man who thought he was Dawan. I just saw this. Okay. And a man from Georgia, but that was, that he was like a descendant. So maybe they were trying to like get his DNA or something, but that was ruled out in 2003. And then he was last seen, I just want to put this out there. He was last seen wearing a blue hooded 3/4 length winter jacket, a yellow, blue, and green windbreaker, dark blue sweatpants, and low-top Fila's.
Oh, Dawan?
Yeah. So, my thoughts. So, there is a theory that she may have accidentally killed him and came up with all that to, like, cover it up.
Oh.
But I feel like there would have been some kind of evidence because the way they were looking into everything, I feel like they would have found something like some blood or something. And I honestly, I don't know because it's like this whole account up until the end was from her perspective. So like, and we know that she lied. So
yeah.
It's like, what happened to him? Where was he? Because he clearly wasn't at the mall with you. So
where was he?
Where was he? And what were you doing That's another thing, because it had to have been planned, because as soon as she got there, she went to the cleaning lady and told her to call security. So she did something happened. But I don't know. I'm just confused.
We all are confusion. Because, yeah, her story doesn't make sense. And like you said, it had to have been planned. I have some stuff, disclaimer, it's from Reddit, but I mean, sometimes, you know, Reddit users are on their P's and Q's, but somebody had mentioned the fact that Dawana, just the night before, had gotten her hair done and her nails done. And they were saying it was because she knew she was going to be on TV.
Mm.
There was also an account from like a security guard that worked there. It wasn't much. It was just them basically like saying that they had been following the case because they worked security. And like from that day, there were like a lot of questions about Dawana, and that they believed that Dawana was responsible in some capacity. I don't know that they believed that Dawana killed Dawan, but that there's theories going around that she sold him.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a theory that the guy that Dawana married, Victor, is his name allegedly, and that they were actually dating at the time that Dawan disappeared, but then that he had broke up with her on the same day that Dawan disappeared, and then that they got married roughly about 3 months afterward is what they're saying. But I mean, again, this is all alleged. I don't know if that's true, but I think their belief was that he didn't want to help her take care of him or whatever. I don't know. And then she ended up selling him to someone else, like another family. Also, the fact that she had grown up in like a lower middle class, and that Victor had a little bit more money, and she was struggling as a single parent. And the best option was, I guess, for her to sell him. That's a theory.
Yeah.
Some people also think that Beverly, the grandmother, her mom was in on it. I don't know, because like I said, I haven't watched like any interviews, so I don't know if they've ever interviewed like Beverly and like what her disposition was.
Yeah, I couldn't really find a lot on her, because the only time they really mentioned her was when they were saying that she worked in the store. So I don't know. Now I'm going to have to I'm going to go down another rabbit hole.
Girl.
Because I didn't realize how much was unanswered, and how none of this just I already knew none of it made sense. But now that we're actually doing this, I'm like, wait a minute. What? Oh, the lady that I mentioned earlier, she wasn't from Michigan. She was from South Carolina.
Who is it?
The lady that I said was saying that a black man had took her kids.
Who is she? What's her name? I'm sorry.
Susan Smith. Because I'm listening, but I'm still trying to figure out some more stuff on the mom, on Dawana.
Why she had the line say a black man? I feel like I looked at Reddit.
Huh?
I said, why she had the line say a black man did it? I'm talking about Susan.
And yeah.
Girl, bye.
But
black men be leaving their kid. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, don't.
You think they gonna take your two white kids that don't want your kids?
Oh, no, my
it
God.
It was in a carjacking. It was in a carjacking, apparently, is what she said.
Yeah.
But it is sad. Well, okay. It is sad, but I am hoping, praying that she didn't harm him, that they are telling the truth about her being, I guess, a good person. And that maybe she really did feel like, okay, I can't provide the life for you that you deserve, so I'm going to send you on your way and give you to some people who can take care of you.
I mean, she could have just given him up for adoption, though, if that was the case.
With that, though, you got to go through, a lot, I believe. Like, it's not as simple as just saying, oh, here, sign on. I feel like there's, a lot of paperwork and stuff you have to go through.
Yeah.
I'm not condoning it by any means. I'm just saying best case scenario, because, I mean, you know he's missing. He hasn't been found yet. Best case scenario. And I don't think that it's a situation where somebody took him. I don't think he was abducted in any way, shape, or form. I think she has something to do with it. Best case scenario is she sold him, but to parents that couldn't have children, not like into anything weird like sex trafficking or anything like that.
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess they wouldn't come forward because that's illegal. So yeah. But then I feel like as far him, like if he would have heard this story, do you think he would have came forward or would he just be like?
Because like you said, if I feel like he would only come forward maybe if he was abducted. If it's a situation where there was like a deal made and he didn't want his parents that raised him, and this obviously is all alleged, we are reaching, but you know what I mean? Like if he didn't want them to get in trouble, then maybe he was like, okay, I have to protect them, so I'm just not gonna say anything. I've lived my life as this person, so and my mom at this point has passed now, so what's the point of me even coming out?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
That's true.
If he was raised by somebody else, maybe when those parents pass, maybe he might come out and say something, but I don't know. I don't know, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Dang. Because now I'm on Reddit, and I see where you're saying that they broke up.
Mm-hmm.
Could it be, if they were together around that time, could it be another Diane Downs situation? The lady who drowned her kids because the guy she was with didn't want kids.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that lady? Yeah.
Yes.
Could it be something like that?
I don't know, because even still, though, like, where would they have disposed of the body?
True. And then there's no telling how long, because, like, he could have been, she could have done something to him way before she even went to the mall that day. It could have been days, weeks before.
That's true. I would hope somebody in her family, though, would. I'm assuming if you're a single parent, you have to have some sort of a village. And I would assume, unless, like people are saying, Beverly is in on it. I don't know what she would gain from being in on it, though, that Beverly would know, right? I would think.
Yeah.
And then because did DeWanna work, too?
That I don't know. It was never mentioned. Yeah, I'm still trying to find, because I'm still looking at Reddit and everybody's theories. And somebody did say they think that the guy didn't want kids.
Yeah. But they ended up having kids anyway, though. So that.
Yeah.
I guess he just didn't want to raise anybody else's kids.
Yeah,
what happened.
And then that made me think of the guy who thought he was DeJuan, how the mom, like, she automatically was like, no, that's not him. Is it because she knew that he was gone? Because, yeah, from the beginning, she was like, no, that's. But then, you know, you would know, I would hope you would know your kid, even though you last saw him when he was 4.
And she said he didn't have a distinctive
birthmark.
So I don't know. It's weird. It's bizarre. I hope that, like how I hope with all unsolved cases, that the truth just comes out because some sort of justice.
Yeah, because this one, like when I first saw that, I was like, this kind of bothered me because it's like, what happened? And then seeing how sketchy she is.
And she's not some criminal mastermind.
Well,
maybe
was.
She is. Or, yeah, was. Maybe she was.
You never know.
You never know. All right. Well, that is all, folks.
Please follow us on Instagram at It's a Strange World Podcast, Twitter at Pod Strange World, and on Facebook and TikTok at It's a Strange World After All. Also, if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and like the show, please go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. And if you're feeling extra strange, please write a review. Please and thank you.
Yes, we would love to hear from you. What did you think of this week's episode? What do you believe actually happened with DeJuan? Do you have any details? Are you from the area and know a little bit more about the case?
I was going over our analytics, and We have a couple people in Detroit, and Livonia is one of the cities. So we have at least one person that has listened to us before.
Well, hopefully
that's in Livonia.
This one Livonia person is listening, and maybe you can shed a little bit of light. Maybe you're one of these people that are on Reddit, because there are some people on Reddit saying that they were from that area and remembered it happening. So let us know. Let us know what you think. If there's anything else in the world of strange or true crime cases that you would like us to cover, let us know. If you have any personal stories involving true crime or the supernatural, we would love to have you on the show and share them with our listeners. We are doing movie reviews of the horror, thriller, slasher, and true crime genre. So if you have any movies or documentaries and want to hear our uncensored, unsolicited opinions on them, you can email those submissions to itsastrangeworldafterall@gmail.com or DM us at any other social media platforms D mentioned. Even if you just want to say hey there, we will be here.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of
It's a Strange World After All. And thank you as always for keeping it strange with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.